And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to San Diego Landings. Beautiful morning here this morning at the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Valerie Hoprich from Haida Gwaii Safaris here from British Columbia, Canada. We're going to be talking some great fishing up at an amazing place up in British Columbia. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 Microfilament Braided Fishing Line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment, with dedicated customer support if you ever need it. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorskLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norsk Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is. Love talking about a beautiful place with fantastic fishing on a day like today. A little soggy, and now it's beautiful out. Yeah. Like, today's going to be a fun show.
Ready to talk some good fishing.
No doubt.
Valerie Hoprich, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And we have one of your main guys on the line. We have Rob.
Captain Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great to have you. You calling from Columbia, like the country Columbia?
Country Columbia, South America, yes.
Cool.
Wow. Awesome. What's it like down there right now?
It's, you know, just about 75 degrees and nice and sunny and just, you know, just good times.
Beautiful.
Sounds good.
That's where you winter down there. You do some guiding down there?
No, just winter down here.
Just hang out.
Awesome.
And enjoy the crowd. That's cool. Well, Valerie, great season this year, right, up at Haida Gwaii?
Fantastic.
It looked so good this year.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Pictures say it all.
Yeah.
It was just such a great time and fantastic fishing for everything, right? Salmon,
all
lingcod,
species.
Halibut, everything.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, you get concerned because the hype has gotten so big. Yeah. Every time you're on the show, we talk about the great fishing, and Corey goes on and on about the lingcod, and Pete's like, the best salmon I've ever seen. And then it just delivers year after year after year. It's so good.
Yeah.
I keep telling everybody, location.
Yeah. So what were your highlights, Rob, this year out on the water?
Well, there's a few of them. We had a couple of really nice salmon, I guess, come in. You know, just those days where just everything comes together. It's just all it's how it goes. It just feels really good.
Yeah.
Had a nice 35.1 pounder.
Salmon.
Was pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a hog.
King salmon.
Yeah, king salmon.
That's a big salmon.
That's cool.
Yeah. But you had a lot. I mean, like on our trip, we had a lot of big ones in the group. Over 25, 30 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, the size is definitely nice this year.
Yeah, super fun. So for those of our listeners, Valerie, that may not be familiar with Queen Charlotte Safaris, now Haida Gwaii Safaris, tell us about it.
Oh, well, I need an hour. Okay. You know, Pete, I get asked that a lot, like, well, why? Location, of course. Longest, largest run of Chinook salmon in North America. Chinook in the United States, we say king.
Right.
BC, we say Chinook. But it's just where we're at. We don't have that heavy pressure from commercial anything. But we have all the amenities of the lodge and a nice place to stay. So in a nutshell, I'm going to say location, hospitality, the food, the lodging, and, of course, the best fishery on the West Coast.
Yeah.
For sure.
It really is. Very
and then we do everything else from transportation to, like, it's the full deal. And the guides, once you get there, boats ready, gear ready.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's really a all-inclusive pack-up,
yeah.
Layered clothes, passport, come see us.
And it's small. I mean, there's not a lot of lodges there on Haida Gwaii.
No.
And so you've got kind of the whole place to yourself.
We do, and I'm not picking on cruise ships, sorry, but no no cruise ship ports coming in.
You can pick on cruise ships.
I'm just saying, there isn't. And that's what makes this place it's so mystique and beautiful, surrounded by trees, water, again, all the amenities of the lodge, wildlife, and when you're out fishing, you see all kinds of sea mammals and just neat things in the water.
Yeah.
And
whales.
And whales, yep.
That bears. Part of,
that Salmon Superhighway is also Whale Superhighway.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those little destinations in this planet on Earth that you can go to and have the great fishing, but also have all the amenities of the beauty and the lodge and the people and the hospitality. Need I say anymore?
Yeah.
You've been up there many times.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. It's
yes.
really a cool place. So how do you get there?
Well, depending where your home airport is, right into Vancouver, B.C.
Which there's tons of flights into Vancouver.
Oh, yes.
On various airlines.
Yes, various airlines, especially California, West Coast. I mean, I would say Denver, Arizona, all of California, Portland, Seattle, you can drive if you'd like. But so many. We're getting more people coming out of Idaho, Nashville. I just booked a group from Nashville. They found us on Google, and they're like, this looks beautiful. I'm like, well, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Just there's so many different easy places to fly from to get into Vancouver. And then this is where we step in. Vancouver up to Haida Gwaii, Sandspits, the airport, is all included.
Wow. Included in the price.
In the price.
And you have some pretty exciting news to announce here.
I do.
Yeah.
Haida Gwaii Safaris is going to have its own charter service for our guests only.
Yay!
Yay!
So instead of relying on Air Canada...
We don't want to make fun of Air Canada.
No.
But
it just makes things so
much
simpler.
It's going to allow us to even give even better service. And the you know, the charter costs a little more, but on the other hand, no baggage fees.
No baggage fees.
Yeah, there's no baggage fees. Get your fish back. You can have 200 pounds of fish / your suitcase. So pack light, guys, ladies. You don't need to bring a whole bunch of stuff because we, Helly Hansen Rainwear, thank you, Rob. He put that together for us. but this, he did. That's a fashion
nice
statement. It is nice rain gift for everybody. But the charter is going to allow us to take, like, fresh fruit and fresh produce up when you fly up. And just security.
Oh, that's awesome,
No. I've been working on this for many
years.
And
it's your own flight. It's just the people in your group.
Just the people
flight.
In our group. We can host 28. We do 24 guests. We have a little cushion there for 28 in case.
If
ladies want
to
come up and tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have some room for them. But it's just going to give us a whole different control over our operation. And I want to make, well, my goal is to make everything smooth, not just for the guests, mm-hmm. but for the team as well. Because turnaround day can be just a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So this way our flight times, and the best news for those that want to get all the way home, for most airports you can get all the way home. I just looked up. I was talking to Corey yesterday.
Yeah.
You can, the plane's going to land in Vancouver between 1:30 And many guests can catch a 4:30, 5 o'clock home by 8, especially like San Diego, LAX. I've been all over checking out all the airports, yeah, all over the United States, especially from Denver over, and people don't have to stay in Vancouver if they don't want to.
Yeah. On the last night. And on here's the big night. Deal about that, is you have a bunch of fish you're taking home.
Yes.
And you have to go get the fish into a freezer, you have to spend the night, and the next morning you have to go get the fish again, mm-hmm, and then pay the baggage fees again when you check into your flight. This time...
Unless you're going first class.
Well, it depends on
business
how many
class.
You have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then this time, you have no baggage fees on the charter.
None.
And then when you check in, you just check it in once and you're done.
Yeah, gets to Vancouver. And a big thing is no bags left behind.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when Air Canada oversells the flight, et cetera, fish goes first, but sometimes bags get left behind.
Yep, we've had that
And that, I know your group did. And then that causes so much extra work for me because I'm trying to track your bags down, making sure. So I've been wanting to do this for at least 2 years, maybe. And what's so interesting is how this all came together is I was at Barrett Jackson, and an owner of an airline fleet came to me. And he's like, I would love to have your business.
Wow.
And it's been working. That's exactly how it went. And so we finally got it put together.
Great.
Congratulations. That's so cool.
What do you think about
that
Rob?
Story.
I'm super excited.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, we had one charter flight last year, didn't we?
Yes.
With the Arizona crew. Yeah. And they loved it. So I think it's good for everybody. So it'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, so flight attendant, snacks, all your soft drinks, coffee, all that. And wine, beer, and spirits.
All included. Wow. It's
going
to be a party on the way to Heidelberg.
I know. And coming back. But and we get to kind of pick the flight time. So we're working on that still to make sure it's an easy transition in,
right,
easy transition out.
Nice.
You don't even go through security in sense, but you just follow the pilots and get on the plane.
And then the cool thing is the day you arrive, you're going to have a half day to kind of tour around, maybe go to the Totem Pole Museum, go over to the other island, go for a hike, go
play pickleball too.
Pickleball,
we have pickleball now.
Yeah,
yeah.
We have kind of everything there.
So you can
and it's a beautiful. So just hang out and unwind before the getting going early the next morning to go fishing.
Yes, I think it's just going to make the turnaround day better for all the guests.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, especially, too.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So, Rob, tell us, go through a day of fishing at Haida Gwaii Safaris. Give us an idea of how things, what happens in the morning when you're going fishing.
Well, for the captains, we get down the boat, 5:30-ish, and get everything all prepped up for the day, all set up, and get the boat nice and warm inside for you.
Yeah.
You guys show up about 6:15. And then we take off about a 50-minute run out to the west side. It's mostly protected, which is nice. Really nice drive out there.
And beautiful.
Lots of stuff to look at. Yeah. And then, get out there and then, make a choice of what we're going to do for the day make a plan of what we're going to target for the morning and the afternoon and whatnot. And then, just basically go fishing all day.
So what is it based on the weather or how do you decide what to do?
Yeah, it's definitely based on the weather. And honestly, I mean, you can look at the map. You can look at at windy.com and see what the wind's supposed to be doing. But it's not until you actually get out around the corner and see what's going on out there. And then you can really make a decision on whether you want to go ground fishing or just stick with salmon or, do whatever works for the crew and whatever the guests want to do. Like, I mean, it's their trip, their choice. They just want to fish salmon, we're just going to fish salmon. And if they want to go out for the ground fish and it's possible to go out for them, we'll do that too.
And the cool thing about that is if it's blowing and it's rough, there's places to hide. You don't have to go out and
definitely.
Get beat up, right?
Exactly. And, not everybody wants to be out in the weather that's not the greatest. So, some people just want to hang out and have a good day and just relax and enjoy the day fishing instead of really working hard.
Yeah.
But I know you guys, when you get out there,
you want to walk hard.
Yeah,
I already know.
And two, I mean, a lot of the time, the weather's just gorgeous there. And you can go where you want to go and see what you want to see and go down south or go north or whatever to fish for the ground fish, for the salmon, whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
We have options.
I was just going to say, with the fishing always being as good as it seems to always be, what's the fan favorite? What do you, you know, it seems like all too often all of the options are on the table, and the fishing usually good for most of those things. What tends to be the fan favorite of your passengers, Rob?
I mean, everybody wants to get the salmon reel screaming, right? Like, that's kind of the whole niche to the program. But, you know, some people really like the groundfish, and coming up early in the season is the best time for that. And there's one guy who comes on the first trip every year, and he wants to get his link on. And so we do the best to do that for him. And, but yeah, I would say that salmon fishing is definitely everybody's real go-to.
And the Canadian limits, we should say, are much more generous, too. The salmon limits, the Lincoln limits, like 6, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you catch giant Lincoln, and the groundfish. What do you think about yellow eye? You think there's a chance they might allow a yellow eye this year?
They keep dangling in front of us. But, you know, it's who knows what they're going to do. It's DFO. They're Department of Fisheries and Oceans, not our best friend, but, you know, they do what they do to try and make the everything good. I mean, the thing about the lingcod out there, though, is that there's no pollution whatsoever. Like, these fish are so clean, it's unbelievable.
We were just talking about that last California lingcod versus Haida Gwaii lingcod, yeah. And it's
the same
what they're
species.
Eating. I know, but it's what they're eating.
It's, yeah, and they taste the totally different.
Yeah.
The Haida Gwaii lingcod are fantastic.
Yeah,
they're
all the
days. Yeah,
you'll cut them open and they'll just be full of herring. So that's where like all the flavors come from, right?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Or maybe a small rockfish or salmon.
So you see everything inside those stomachs.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about with Haida Gwaii Safaris and Valerie and Rob on the line here. It's going to be super, super fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Such a treat to have these guys in here and talk about such a fantastic place and the great fishing. And we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of this morning, we are standing by at the Fan Studios. Take your call, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. If you want a question for Valerie, you have a question for Rob, talk about an upcoming trip, or get your questions answered, again, it's 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text. Boy, the text to show is just such a popular way here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to text in your questions to Valerie or to Rob, just text the show. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen to the show live. You can listen to the archive shows when you're driving home from work. And it's your only opportunity to text in your questions to Valerie and to Rob. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. We say it every week. All you need to do is do a name and a phone number, because today, as Pete is holding up to the camera for those looking on Facebook and YouTube, we are giving away an amazing prize, a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. This pair is the Fantail Pro, comes with that killer matte tortoise frame, the Green Mirror 580 glass, which I know is Pete's favorite, plus an addition to that pair of killer Costa sunglasses, you're also going to get the 2026 Bill Varney CCA calendar, which is now available at Tackle Stores, Landings, everywhere. We sold through our first round already. Just got a resupply on Friday. Nice. It's like the most popular Christmas gift that we give everybody. So we get in real trouble when we don't have that calendar this time of year.
No,
for everybody.
They're now available.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
that's it. So, again, brand new pair of Costas and that 2026 calendar. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973 or send us that text. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Filet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker, Germany, AFCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Filet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup. Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time here this morning. Beautiful here and just talking about a fantastic spot. Looking forward to hearing from you this morning again. If you want to join us on the phones, 833-288-0973. Already packing up with people wanting to talk to Valerie, but still a shot to get through.
Yeah, 833-288-0973. Have a chance to win that Bill Barney calendar and these beautiful Costa sunglasses. Ready for some sunshine today.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick. They're backing up. And again, 833-288-0973. Jeff Hamby himself is standing by at the fan.
If you want to get through, that's it. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. John, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Valerie, they have just comments. And Pete, my wife Cindy, she loved, she was late getting you a photo that she thought she sent, but she was stoked when you sent it, and it
great
really it showed on our trip, you know, the catch, you know. Valerie does a great job pairing us up. I want to say we had like 7 or 8 couples this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And last year, we had a couple from San Diego that we fished with. This year, that couple brought another couple with them from their high school days. And so Valerie paired us up with Adam and Emily. And we had a fantastic time. We look forward to fishing with Rob, but Rob is off busy doing something else. So we got paired up with Duncan. And Cindy was kind of bummed. But as soon as Duncan opened his mouth, she fell in love with him. And, you know, with his accent and everything. And we had a fabulous time. The first day was the best day of the weather, and we had a little bit of weather the other couple of days, but it really didn't slow us down. You know, we still got to go out and fish what we wanted to fish. But you talk about the lingcod, and I talked to Corey about it at Tackle Day, and it's almost better than the halibut. I mean, it's just delicious.
That's so much fun to catch.
Oh, absolutely. Everything was big and stuff, and so, you know, and Valerie says in her commercials, you know, that, you know, once you go, you get hooked, right? And it's the truth. This is going to be our third year, you know,
Yay.
And we have a fabulous time.
Yeah.
Wow. And you've turned Cindy into a fishing fanatic.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
You know, she really is not a fishing person, right? But she is fell in love with it and, you know, just has a great time. And so it's one of her trips that we do and that she really looks forward to. And then also, you know, coming and seeing you at the PCS show and stuff like that is fabulous.
Well, Valerie is amazing, shall we say, a matchmaker when she puts people together. And it's such a couples-friendly trip,
yeah.
too.
And gentlemen, too.
Yeah,
we don't want to forget
everything.
Our gentlemen.
No, absolutely.
But yes.
Yeah, but if you want to bring a spouse or a significant other, it's a great place to do that. Or just come with the guys. It really caters to both.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And I saw that photo, John. Amazing catch that day. Wow.
That was a good catch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Amazing.
John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Sorry I missed you on the tacos. Rain kind of deterred that, but I will see you at PCS.
Yeah, for sure. You'll be at both shows. Both the Orange County show as well as the new San Diego show.
Booked, done, hotel room. I'm ready to go.
All right, great. So some exciting news, speaking of ling cod and ground fish and stuff like that, Valerie is so popular that both of our trips are full already for August, and we're adding a third trip specially targeting salmon as well as unbelievable ground fish. And Corey Sandin, our co-host, is going to host that trip, right?
Hey. Valerie,
Yes. So we've been talking about it for a couple of years, and Corey is like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah. Right, Ron? Is that true?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
He likes the fish with Rob.
I sure hope you both know, too, how much he really sings the praises of Haida Gwaii, too, because it's not a for-the-show thing. It's not because Rob or Valerie are around, like, You start talking about the fishing and the experience and the scenery and the harvest and all those things that mean so much to Corey. And, like, you just see his, like, eyes light up. It's such a passion place for him.
We talked on the phone yesterday, so we put the trip together, and I could feel the eyes lighting up over the phone.
That's awesome.
So, Rob, so the dates of the trip are?
June 24 to 28, perfect dates.
Right,
goes over a weekend.
June. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right after Father's Day.
After Father's Day, before the 4th, and of course he'll be fishing with Captain Rob, and he's going to do some little talk about swim baits a little bit, and talk about fishing the ground fish.
He'll bring
swim baits.
Yeah.
So Rob, what's that time of the year? That's early season. Well, kind of early season for you guys, but it's actually peak season. What's that time of the year like?
Oh, it's the ground fishing hasn't been touched all winter, right? So it's pretty much fire ground fishing. Salmon are coming in. It's a great time to come.
Is it a good time for salmon, too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think this last year, speaking of salmon, I have to go back and count, but, Rob, I think you got, like, 4 or 5 over 30-pound Chinook. They were, like, between 30 and 35 pounds.
Yeah, there was 4, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And 2 of them were in June.
Wow, two of the 4 were in June.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some big time. And
Corey lost one that was probably 35 plus, just to let him know that.
Wow.
No one's keeping track.
Yeah. And then
I saw the boat, and I was like, oh my God, that's a big one. And then boom, it was gone.
Oh.
But he was happy that he let it go.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yes.
And how big are the ling cod?
I mean, the trip that Corey came on, we had an amazing day. I don't know, it seems like we always seem to have an amazing day with Corey. And they were all 20 pound plus.
Jeez.
Like, there was some close to 40, but yeah, they were all 20 pound plus fish for sure.
Yeah. And then halibut, what's your big halibut?
So last year the max size was 102 centimeters, which is about 3 and a little bit feet. So that was the pretty much max size. But I mean, we're releasing some of them that are, you know, close to 6 feet, right? So it was massive.
So that's fish that are like well in excess of 100 pounds, right?
Oh, yeah, close to 200.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow, yeah. Because, again, like when this trip is going to happen, it hasn't been touched for months. And
yeah,
so,
exactly.
So,
and that crazy groundfish fishing that I know you... That crazy groundfish fishing you and Corey talk about, is that all artificial? Is it all bait fishing? Like, what's that fishing like?
So, for the halibut, we use some bait for that. But for the lingcod, it's all... I use nothing but Corey's MC swim baits, and they just do fabulous.
That's so cool.
Super fun.
How fun. God, that sounds
super
cool.
Super fun way to catch them. So, if you want to go on that trip, again... June 24
to 28.
28. These trips fill up very quickly because you only take 24, and it's close to half filled already.
Yep. Well, so, we have 3 boats left, so get a hold of me.
Yeah. How do they book a trip?
1-877-815-2892 or go to – we still have the QC Safaris URL, but it's qcsafaris.com or team@qcsafaris.com.
Is the email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can text me, 805-698-9590.
Valerie's always working. Indeed. Hey, some great texts, some great phone calls. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rich.
You got it. How about this time? We talked to Gretchen. Gretchen comes from Oceanside this morning. Hey, Gretchen, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Valerie. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, Gretchen.
Been up there twice. And it is, I've been fishing all over from Florida to Hawaii to wherever. I've never met a better operation. I get nothing from this. And except for great experience and great memories and great fishing. My goodness.
I love that.
And she's already booked.
You're booked for next year, right?
Yeah, and we're going to be celebrating her retirement.
Oh,
right on. All
right, Gretchen.
Yes, and you made it public, so let's hope none of my work people heard it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, her planning, maybe.
Yeah, exactly, my financial planning.
Maybe.
That's
cool. Yeah. What is so special about Haida Gwaii Safaris for you?
Honestly, it's the professionalism. Everybody cares about the guests. And are, like, in many ways, like family. The staff is outstanding. They're incredibly loyal to the customer and to the organization. It's first rate. Everything's done first rate. I'm so glad to hear about the private flight to the island, because that gives you more control. And I didn't have any... Everybody usually has some negative comment about anywhere they travel, and I do travel a lot, and I didn't have really any gripes, and I went 2 years in a row, so that's pretty telling.
Wow.
Yeah.
The thing that's so special about the Haida Gwaii is you're a place that people will often talk about as like, that's my bucket list trip. I want to do that trip one time before I go, and that's my one big fishing goal is to go experience that thing. And how many times, we've got to see it now over and over with the radio show and our friends that have been up there, but it's the place where in their mind they're going to make this one big trip, and then as soon as they're done, it's like, well, now that no longer is the bucket list trip. No, that's what we do every year in July, no matter what. We're going to see Rob and Valerie, and we love it.
Yeah.
The team.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I've actually been to many years ago in the early 2000s, I went to a different operation in Queen Charlotte, and it was very good but very sterile and nothing like Valerie's operation.
That's cool.
She brings a lot of warmth to everything.
Thank you, Gretchen.
For sure.
And she's bringing her group for herself.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's bringing her own group up.
Well, great to hear from you, Gretchen. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. You have a great text, huh, Ricky?
And congratulations on not retiring.
Yeah
I do. I thought this was a fun one. It says, hey, I've got a question for Pete and Valerie. My wife, friends, and I are coming out in August, and we're going to be coming one day early, wondering if Valerie and Rob maybe have some suggestions on something fun we might do for our extra day in Vancouver. Also, if you wouldn't mind, can you touch on gratuity for captain, chef, and staff? Can't wait, from Jean in Long Beach.
Okay. Jean, best way to do this is get a hold of me directly, and the reason why is I have a list of about top 15 things to do in Vancouver.
There's a lot of things to do.
Yes, and so I can email that to you, and I can also email our welcome packet, and it lays out gratuities, when to give gratuities, and for a captain, and also for a chef and lodge team. And I will say the best time to do the gratuities, though, especially for your captains, because you spend so much quality time with them, is at dinner. Because on farewell night, they join us for dinner, it's wonderful. It's just a nice send-off, and it's very
fun.
It's just fun night. It's just a fun night. So if you'll reach out to me, just go to the website, reach out to me. I will get all that to you.
Hey, Rob, you're a native Canadian, right?
Yep, for sure.
What's your favorite thing to do in Vancouver?
Vancouver is a melting pot of all kinds of different ethnicities, so definitely eating in Vancouver is good for me.
Oh, it's a foodie city. It's a foodie city.
It is super foodie. The food is incredible in Vancouver. It's unbelievable, actually.
Yeah.
But Granville Island, Suspension Bridge, just going downtown, Gaslight District, kind of just... That whole area.
Walk on the waterfront.
Yep, waterfront.
Stanley Park.
Stanley Park.
Yeah.
Yep. Botanical Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
The aquarium. It's amazing.
No, there's a lot to do there.
Yeah. It's,
you will not be bored.
You will not be bored. And you will eat well.
Eat really well. The best Asian food I've had.
Yes.
Yeah. Is
Asian seafood, too. Yeah.
Some of the best sushi outside of Japan.
Yes.
In the world.
Really great.
Fresh.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we speak with Mark? And Mark's calling us from San Diego this morning.
Well, before we hit Mark, let's talk to Frank. Captain Frank Lopresti is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. Rick, how are you guys? Good, I hope.
Yeah, we're doing great. An interesting day yesterday. A lot of boats. They had the XL, the Royal Polaris, and the Royal Star in, and kind of an interesting afternoon, huh?
Yes, it was. And they had nice catches of a good-sized yellowfin, up to 180 pounds, and a fair pick on the Wahoo, along with Dorado and some yellowtail. But, you know, Renee on the Shogun, his trip was kind of in between those guys. And he's had a really good trip. He returns tomorrow morning, and he's got about 50 Wahoo. He's got a beautiful catch of tuna, Dorado. And yesterday had a nice catch of yellowtail. Some of the better news, though, is also that there's yellowfin just, like 220 miles from San Diego. And Andy on the Red Rooster had a nice catch night before last of bluefin, 70 to over 200 pounds.
Wow.
And Mike on the Vagabond, and this is all in 4 and 5 day trip range. Mike on the Vagabond, yesterday morning, about 4 in the morning, picked up, I'm not sure how many, but some very nice bluefin with a couple of them over 200.
Wow.
So there's those people that are looking for a 4 or 5 day trip. There are openings. I know we have openings on the Shogun on a 4 day trip. We have openings on a 10 day trip on the Shogun. And Renee's been doing a fabulous job. Good fishing. It's just, you know, it just doesn't get better. And on these 10-day trips this year, it's just been absolutely phenomenal, okay?
Yeah, really great fishing. And nice to hear that there's some local stuff, too. I was going to say, Andy just left, day before yesterday.
I was going to say, how is that even possible?
Yeah, he's already on him, so that stuff's close.
That's right. And then, you know, even locally at Cortez, Aliart came in day before yesterday. Limits of reds, limits of bluefin, and 69 yellowtail. And the yellowtail were all, not all, but mostly 15 to 22 pounds. So
my goodness.
Good fishing.
Great.
you know, and this weather should smooth that a little bit, so there you go. We couldn't ask for too much more, okay?
That's for sure, yeah. Get on a boat. Do you know of any availability, like you said, Shogun's got some four-day trips, or any other availability that you know of, Frank?
You know, not that I know of, but I'm sure, you know, I see when I look at the schedules, like American Angler will have one opening, or Red Rooster will have an opening or two, so all you got to do is go to their websites and see what's available. On Royal Polaris, I don't think we have much more available this year, and even all the way to April, I don't believe there's anything available, but take a look, and you'll be surprised. There's always a last-minute cancellation.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for the report, Frank. Great to hear from you. Appreciate that. Here it is, mid-November, and we're still catching tuna.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You bet we are.
Keep it up. Thanks, Frank.
All right, take
Appreciate
care,
that.
You guys.
All right.
Take care. All right. Well, hey, with that, we're going to continue on and find jumping into the phones. And we got Mark from San Diego standing by. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Mark. I know this.
With my grandbaby here right now, so you might hear some grandbaby cooing right now. Belly, that's wonderful news about the charter. That's just another dimension to the five-star service.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm so
excited.
Yeah,
about that.
Great.
It just makes life so much easier for everybody.
Yeah, we've got it planned out well.
I know you have a lot of calls, but one of the things I want to touch on that what I really enjoy, I've gone there four times in 2 years, so I go twice a year. I've done back-to-backs and I've done split trips. And the thing I think I could say is every time it exceeds my expectation and I just discover something new. You know, and I fished with Rob. I fished with three other captains, and they're all really good captains. But I think one of the things, and I enjoy it like this time of year, is I'm still eating beautiful, beautiful salmon. The processing on this fish is phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean, you catch this fish, they take care of it immediately, and then at the end of your daily excursion, 3:34 o'clock, you're pulling up to the processing plant. It's on ice. A lot of ice, it's processed immediately, and when you bring it back, it's incredible. I give it as gifts a lot of times because it's nice to give lingcod in December to somebody who loves lingcod, and you're giving them a beautiful piece of lingcod or a beautiful piece of king salmon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one of the things I really like about it is the bounty of fish you bring back with. I think last year, I brought back almost 175 pounds of fish.
Whoa. Wow, jeez.
Wow.
So the abundance of kings over 20 and 25, 30 pounds, it's amazing. And the quality, and it's a blast catching them on the mooching reels. I mean, it's so much fun. Rob got us on I did more farming than I did catching. I think I lost 10 of them. I know I frustrated Rob a little bit, but there was one we hooked so big that the reel spins fast, and you know, they call them knuckle busters. Well, I still have a broken fingernail because of that fish.
That's cool.
So Rob, describe what he's talking about there, the knuckle buster or the mooching gear.
So yeah, it's a 10'6" rod, medium action, fast action, but medium heavy. And then the reel is basically like a fly reel. It's like a fly fishing reel, but it has a drag in it, so you don't need to palm it. And, it's just a really sporty way of catching, salmon. It's like, we started it probably in like the mid-80s is when this kind of started out, and the reels didn't have drags back in the day. It did, but it was like a wing nut. And now they have a nice carbon drag in them. And, it just makes it a really, really exciting way to catch fish. You're not just winching something in. You actually have to play the fish. You have to use your kind of like your skills to get the fish in. And when you get your first one in, it's a great feeling.
Yeah. And also listen to your captain.
Yeah. Yes. I must admit, I was very resistant on the knuckle buster for a long time.
We're not there to make you do the knuckle busting, right? We don't want to see that. That's not what we want to see.
No.
We want to teach you the correct way so that you actually get to enjoy this reel and enjoy the rod. I mean,
and it's
really
good
nice,
gear.
Really nice equipment.
Yeah, it's good gear. And it's like you say, it's super fun. I was resistant. I wanted to only use the conventional gear that they do have as an option. They have conventional gear on the boat, but it's way more fun to catch the fish on the the Canadian gear on the mooching reel.
Yes, it
is.
But I love to reflect real quick what Mark said. The fish processing is so important, and our processor, we've known him, gosh, 20-plus years, and it's a husband-wife team who actually bought it during COVID. He was running it. They were going to shut it down, and they took the step up to buy it. So we love supporting local, and they do a fantastic job. He follows all the way through with us. It's the best.
That's cool.
Yeah. It is the best.
Yeah.
And it's so many people say, oh, you know, I have that lingcod or that salmon, and that, it's been in the freezer for 9 months. Is it still okay? And I'm like, yes, it is. And that's part of it is, you know, we want that fish to taste as well as when you brought it into the boat.
Right.
And they cut at night, so it's fresh, flash frozen. Goes into a insulated fish box. It's going to go back on that new charter plane, right? And it's all species identified. He's an inspected plant, so that's even a notch up. And it's an excellent, excellent product because we want that fish to last and taste as good as when you brought it into the boat.
Well said. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We've got catch reports. We've got phone calls, texts, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fun, talking Haida Gwaii. Having a great time if you want to join us. It has been a very busy morning on the show. They are packed up right now. But actually, no, I take it back. We have one call open up during the break. So it was full ahead of time. So if you want to get through, there's a shot right now. 833-288-0973. Get you through directly to Valerie, to Rob, and Also gets you a shot at that amazing brand new pair of Costas in the 2026 calendar from Bill Varney.
Yeah,
pretty
for
sweet
sure.
deal.
Well, let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for a catch report today, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, the killer deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of the most complete selections of tackle. Also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is right next to the Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. If you didn't catch yesterday's show, super fun having Steve and John and Mike in here. And it's another great reason to have that Let's Talk Hookup app. You can hear the entire show on the archive. When you're done with this one, just fire those guys off. Really good information
super
with Johnny
good
and Mike.
Information.
It was really
all
fun
of them,
show.
Yeah. And don't forget the Halibut Derby.
Yeah.
Saturday after Thanksgiving, sign up limited to 40 boats and lots of big cash payouts and great prizes and a great barbecue and the whole thing. So go to DanaLanding.com and sign up for that Halibut Derby because it's the day after, or it's 2 days after Thanksgiving, yeah, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So jump on it because that'll be fun.
Yep, no doubt about that. Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Captain Brian Woolley of Dana Ward Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Drying out.
You're good, man.
Yeah.
Pardon me? What's that?
Drying out.
Oh, yeah. Tied to the dock and drying out. Exactly. So, well, hey, first part of our week. Gosh, that weather at the beginning of the week was nice for us. Half day and three quarter day zones. We caught fish in both. The half day guys right now, primarily slider sinkers and live baits. That water temp before this whole nonsense blew through here was like 65 to 67 degrees. So still plenty of surface action going on. We saw some good calico bass fishing with, relatively light loads during the first part of the week. That gave us some options. You know, the first part of the week, we were able to get in tight and shallow along some of the boilers up there through that upper part of, like, South Laguna, I guess you could call it, just below that Aliso closure there. So that made for some really fun fishing and some really good calico bass action. Other days, the half day was out over the open hard bottom. It was some sand bass with some sheephead and stuff on the shrimp and the clams. So good opportunity there. Not real sure what it's going to look like when we get back out on the water here now after this, but it was really good at the beginning of the week. Three-quarter day continued, fishing rockfish. A day or two on the coast with a few more anglers where we had to fish on the anchor. Those guys caught Boccaccio reds and some nice mixed bags, included sculpin, whitefish, and some sand dabs. And then out on the 14, the bulk of the catch was mostly the bank rockfish and the chilies for us out there this week. Some nice stand-up Boccaccio, took the jackpot honors a couple days out there as well. There has been some market squid on the bank, so that kind of did dampen the catch a bit as we fished. You know, as you'd imagine with that squid on the bank there, the catch did slow up a little bit. But the quality of the rockfish was still there. We still caught some real nice stuff. So anglers that fished hard went home with a real solid limit of nice fillets. Drifting was easy. The conditions, like I said, were nice. So guys fishing the jigs, that 250 to 350 gram jig, fished without any issue at all while we were out there this week. So obviously that changed though off the water the last few days due to the weather. I don't think that anybody made it out today as well. So I think we're watching the weather here as we roll through the first part of next week. There's still a little bit of rain in the forecast, a little bit of wind. So if you're coming with us this week, please look at the weather, make your reservations accordingly. I know everyone's probably itching to get out at some point here, being cooped up for a few days with this rain, but we'd love to get you back out on the water. And then final reminder, this isn't this week, but the following Monday, the 24th, we have that Black Friday sale with those half and three-quarter day passes being 30% off. So that is online only. We'll have a link set up on our Instagram page so you can jump on that, or you can go to danawharf.com and go to the gift certificates page, and that'll all be populated and all ready to go starting on Monday the 24th. So I'll probably touch on that next week as well. But mellow week for us. We're looking at getting back out on the water. If you guys want to hop on a boat this week, call the office again. Like I said, make that reservation. 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com.
Man, great report. And that is such a crazy deal coming up. Again, like you say, not this one, but the following on that Black Friday deal. Awesome. Great job, Willie. Glad to hear you guys are All good. Like you said, we'll wait for this weather to blow through, and we'll get right back at it.
Roger that, Rick. Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of the show, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Willie.
Sounds good. Hey, I have a great text while we're waiting for the surf report, and it's from Charles in Almirante. He says, setting up a trip, I would love to book. Is it safe to take my wife? Also, how does the shipping your processing back work?
Absolutely great to take your wife.
Yeah. So let me start by saying it's not safe to take your wife if you're not planning on bringing her every year from here on out. Because if you heard the amount of couples that have gone, like, you better be prepared for this to be an every year thing.
Yeah.
Yes, but good question. So far as the fish, it's going to come right back on the aircraft from Sandspit to Vancouver, and then whichever airline you fly into from your home airport, I'm assuming you're in Southern California here, happy to help you with that arrangement. I've got all that dialed in for airports and who has the best flights. And then so we are going to check it into, let's say you're flying United or Delta or whatever in Vancouver, and you're going to check it in Vancouver, and it's going to be picked up at your home airport, and you clear customs in Vancouver. So when you get back to L.A. or San Diego, whichever airport, you've already cleared customs. Mm-hmm. So you just get your fish off the carousel and go home.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
So easy.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Very simple.
And another reminder on the charter, like, it's all, like,
it's all part of it.
It's all part of it. Yeah, you don't have to, there's no payment for, it's all part of the trip.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome news. Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show going for you, and we've got another full hour coming your way. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup, including continuing with the catch reports. More from Rob. We're going to check in with Corey. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats, as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the i9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgeofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgeofsportfishing.com. Look look forward to welcoming you aboard.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.